Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up on all the news you should know about. Today, another member of a large art and memorabilia theft ring learns how much time he'll spend in prison. And WVIA News will report live from the Pennsylvania Farm Show today. Keep listening for more on what to expect and when to tune in. It's Thursday, January 15th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start off with that art heist sentencing. A federal judge sentenced another member of a large art and memorabilia theft ring to prison on Tuesday. This was the sixth ring member sentenced, who was part of targeting 20 museums and other venues over two decades. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk has more from the courtroom.
At the sentencings of Joseph Atsis's art and memorabilia theft ring co-conspirators, victims shed tears as they described losing treasured heirlooms. At his sentencing Tuesday, Atsis's mom and ex-wife sobbed as they tried to convince a federal judge to show mercy. They said Atsis's 11-year-old autistic son needs his father and described how difficult managing the boy can be. In the end, federal judge Malachi Mannion took the boy's condition into consideration. He sentenced Atsis to spend 4 years in prison, well below the 6.5-year recommended maximum. "I'm not doing this for you," Mannion told Atsis. "I'm doing this for him," he said, referring to the convict's son. Atsis is the sixth of nine people originally charged to be sentenced. Among their loot, the ring stole two important paintings from the Everhart Museum in Scranton and New York Yankee Hall of Fame catcher Yogi Berra's nine World Series rings in New Jersey. Reporting from Scranton, I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. Now to Harrisburg, where the Pennsylvania Farm Show is on. The week-long event informs, inspires, and connects residents with one of the state's largest industries, agriculture. Now, I mention this today because the WVIA News team will be reporting live from the Farm Show this afternoon. Here's WVIA's Haley O'Brien with more.
A 1 million square foot space in Harrisburg transforms into an indoor farming experience every January. This year's theme, in honor of America's 250th anniversary, is Growing a Nation. Here's Russell Redding, the state's Secretary of Agriculture.
It honors the pivotal role that agriculture played in our nation and captures the historic moment in a way that blends both our tradition and creativity and celebration.
One part of this tradition is a 1,000-pound butter sculpture. This year's features the Declaration of Independence and the Liberty Bell. Thousands of animals, exhibitors, and vendors selling Pennsylvania-made products will be there. And the very popular milkshakes from the Pennsylvania Dairymen's Association will be offered in a trio of red, white, and blue flavors. I'm Haley O'Brien, WVIA News.
Thanks, Haley. If you're listening to this on Thursday afternoon, you can tune in for live special coverage of the Farm Show today during All Things Considered on WVIA Radio. We'll speak with farmers, educators, and leaders in the industry about the past, present, and future of agriculture. Join us from 4 to 6 p.m. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarland, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to wvia.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. Now, as I mentioned before, we'll have more stories on the Farm Show coming this week, but here's one from an event on Wednesday. Pennsylvania farmers and agricultural experts say they're dealing with a mental health crisis and need more support from the state. Sydney Roach reports for WBIA from a public hearing at the farm show in Harrisburg. And as a note, this story does contain mention of suicide.
Jeff Coral is a former dairy farmer in Somerset County. He says he had to shut down his family's farm in 2022 due to financial pressures, like many small dairy farmers in recent years. Coral told the story of the last day he saw his cattle as he loaded them onto a truck.
And that trailer door slammed shut. Well, reality began to set in. My life as a dairy farmer was over.
Coral says the guilt of letting down his family and his cattle almost drove him to suicide. Instead, he ended up recording and releasing the viral song Empty Barn. Now he travels across the country to speak with other farmers about mental health awareness. Florence Becott leads Penn State's Agricultural Safety and Health Program. Speaking to state lawmakers, she says the burden of solving the mental health crisis shouldn't fall on farmers.
I have been in rooms when farmers push back on the idea that they need to, quote, work on themselves or see a doctor. Often these farmers remind me that much of what drives their stress lies outside of their control and requires actions from policymakers. That'd be you.
Becott recommends state lawmakers invest in rural health care, ensure fair and stable agricultural markets, and remove red tape for disaster relief and commodity insurance. In State College, I'm Sydney Roach.
Thanks, Sydney. Now, one last thing for you today. We've got another Pennsylvania postcard from WBIA Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
In honor of America 250, Pennsylvania Postcards will focus on the people, places, and events that best commemorate this U.S. milestone and our Commonwealth's crucial role in it. We head to Horsham to visit Graham Park, an historic estate that played a part in the Revolutionary War. Graham Park was originally built in 1722, the home of Pennsylvania Governor William Keith. During the Revolution, it was owned by Elizabeth Graham and her husband, British loyalist Henry Hugh Ferguson. Eventually, Elizabeth had a decision to make: support the Revolution or protect her husband. She chose to help her husband when she delivered a treasonous letter to George Washington demanding his surrender. Henry Hugh Ferguson was labeled a traitor and returned to Britain. Graham Park was confiscated by the Americans and used as a campsite for troops before the Battle of Brandywine. Elizabeth later regained the home. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is an America 250 Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. One more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Enjoy your Friday Eve, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.